just sort of take you through a background to where we're at with follow-up, and then take you through some of the literature search that we've been doing at Warwick, then take you through a survey that's already been carried out, and then we'll hopefully commission your comments on the proposed IBRES trial. So you all should be familiar with the signed Basel and NICE 2002 guidelines, which recommend early discharge from hospital-based specialist follow-up. NICE 2002 in particular advocates that early breast cancer patients not on a clinical trial should be discharged within 3 years post-diagnosis. The new cancer plan, advocates a personalised follow-up plan, and a very good presentation at ASCO, last year's ASCO, following on from Gantz's JCO 2008 paper, talked about the survivorship care plan that they're putting into place in America with centres of excellence for survivorship care. We've already discovered within the scope of our follow-up that there's already differing local practices emerging in the UK, and I'll talk about those in more detail in a minute. Peter, who I've already mentioned, carried out a pilot survey of specialists in 2006, published this Annals of Oncology 2007, and I've got a couple of slides to show you the results there. So we feel at the moment there is a need for a randomised clinical trial of hospital-based specialist follow-up versus alternative. The big difference with this trial would be that it's with and without routine clinical examination, and we're looking at disease-driven endpoints.